Nigeria's Minister of Labour and Employment, Simon Lalong, had convened a meeting with leaders of the Nigeria Labour Congress in an attempt to stop them from embarking on another industrial action. Earlier this month, the Union of Workers went on a two-day warning strike, partially shutting down economic activities to pressure the government to meet their demands. They've argued that the minimum wage of workers of about $45 a month is no longer sufficient since the government stopped paying a subsidized petrol in May. This has resulted in a rising cost of the fuel and had a ripple effect in the cost of transportation and food. They are also asking the government to ensure the fuel is refined locally in order to stop importation and make petrol cheaper. During Monday's meeting, Nigeria's Minister of Labour promised to partner with the workers' union to address their demands in a just and balanced way. He appealed to the labour leaders to be realistic and frank in discussions, but the workers' union say they have mixed feelings as previous meetings with the government have failed to yield a positive response. Another meeting has been scheduled for a later date. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.